their windows were dark, quiet snow filled the air, all the Whos were all dreaming sweet dreams without care, when he came to the first little house on the square.
Come on, Max, it's our first stop.
The old Grinchy Claws hissed, and he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. He'd slide down the chimney, a rather tight pinch. But if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once, for a moment or two. Then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue.
Shh! A little more stealth, please.
Were the little old stockings all hung in a row?
These stockings,
he grinned,
are the first thing to go. Okay, fellas, chow time.
Slunk to the icebox.
Slunk.
He eyed the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the roast beast. He cleaned out that icebox as quick as a flash. Why, that Grinch, he even took their last can of Who hash. Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee.
And now,
grinned the Grinch,
I'll stuff up the tree.
And the Grinch grabbed the tree and he started to shove, when he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove.
Excuse me.
The Grinch had been caught by this tiny Who daughter who'd got out of bed for a cup of cold water.
Santa Claus, what are you doing with our tree?
But you know, that old Grinch was so smart and so slick. He thought up a lie, and he thought it up quick.
Why, my sweet little dot.
The fake Santa Claus lied.
There's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, and I'll bring it back here.
Santa, what's Christmas really about?
Vengeance! Presents, I suppose.
I was afraid of that.
And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her head, and he got her a drink, and he sent her to bed.
Santa?
What?
Don't forget the Grinch. I know he's mean and hairy and smelly. His hands might be cold and clammy. But I think he's actually kind of sweet.
Sweet! You don't think he's sweet?
Merry Christmas, Santa.